Hi there. If you like Two Pizza Marketing, you'll love Pizza Bites. These are short, snackable episodes from hosts Melissa and Ashley. Let's dig in.
Okay. Hello, Two Pizza Marketer. This is your host, Ashley, and I'm here with Melissa. We have a pizza bite, and it's been a hot second. And we're actually wrapping up season three right now with this pizza bite. And it is April Fool's Day. And so naturally, Melissa and I wanted to discuss some of the campaigns that we saw run for April Fool's and kind of give our takes on it. So Melissa, share one right now, and then we can switch off.
Yeah. Well, part of me was like, oh, I should do an April Fool's right now. I should say I'm, you know, moving off the grid and I'm resigning my entire LinkedIn profile, but no, you wouldn't believe me. So, okay. The one that just made me giggle, and it's not in like B2B, it's not in SaaS, but it made me giggle, is Scotch tape, like 3M's Scotch brand tape, posted on their Instagram feed. And I don't know why it got served up to me as a suggested, because I don't follow Scotch tape on Instagram, but they posted one that they're making Scotch. They're making Scotch by Scotch. And it says like, and you know, it's got like the Scotch tape logo. It's really funny. I'll put it in the show notes or on Insta or on LinkedIn, but I just, there's something about April Fool's jokes where you could either really try to prank people and get them to be like unbelieving, like, oh my God, are they actually doing this? Or you can just have fun. And I think part of me is, maybe I'm just old, but I'm kind of in the vein now where I just like the ones that are fun. Like, I know it's a joke. I don't need to be pranked. I just want something that makes me smile. So yeah, way to go, Scotch tape. You made me smile. And I would order a bottle. Actually, they had to repost another image that said, this is an April Fool's prank, because I think people were trying to buy the Scotch.
Right. I want to look this up. I really was going to ask, why are you following Scotch tape?
I was not. I don't, it got like served in probably because I follow other whiskey brands, maybe. I don't know. But
yeah. That's a good one. I got to look it up. Okay. So the one that I saw, since Purdue won yesterday, so now they're in the Final Four. I'm a Boilermaker, went to Purdue University, so boiler up. And the Purdue Barstool posted on Instagram this morning, Purdue's Zach Edey sprains ankle in post-game celebration. Unknown if he will be able to play for the rest of the tournament. And everybody was freaking out because this was posted super early in the morning. Nobody really knew it was April Fool's yet. And we're all freaking out because obviously, like, my bracket was winning. So I was like, no, whatever. But that one got me. That was like a straight up prank. But I did not laugh or smile at that one.
No, that's a perfect example of, you can either make people smile and laugh and they get it right away, or it's like, oh, shoot. Like, what? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So, okay, that brings me to one, which I'm not sure which category it fell into, but did you see how Chili Piper went whole hog, like employees and everyone in, on posting that they are bringing everyone back to the office? Like, this is a fully, they proudly talk about being remote. And even Alina, the CEO and founder, was like, dear everyone, we're all coming back to the office. I kind of realized right away it was a joke because I know how invested in remote work they are. But what did you see that? What did you think?
Yeah, I saw that. And I think I first saw Brandon's post and then I went to Chili Piper and went on a deep dive. So I'm going to pull it up and read it. So in case anybody hasn't seen it yet, you should go see it. But when I read it, I thought that they were just like poking fun at big tech companies that did require people to come back in person, which I find really funny. Okay, so let me read it. Remote work failed at Chili Piper. Effective immediately, we're asking all Pipers to return to our new office. Please read below our company-wide announcement. Dear Pipers, our experience with remote work, while innovative, has ultimately not delivered the outcomes we anticipated. It's become evident that this approach has diverged us from our core operational efficiencies and team dynamics, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so it keeps going in. I won't read everything, but they're like, we're going to relocate our employees to our new headquarters in Chili, New York. And maybe this is just me like not being geographically knowledgeable, but I didn't even know there was a Chili, New York. Did you?
I did not. I have a long history of finding funny location names, but I did not. But I like that.
I thought that was funny. And then the other part that I think is pretty funny is, we've also come to the conclusion that the flexible schedule remote work afforded Pipers only benefited parents of both human and fur babies, people with hobbies outside of work, people with vibrant social lives, people with passion projects, and people who love traveling. And I was like, this is okay. This is good. I thought, and then the pictures that are associated with the posts, I thought were pretty funny, but I know that it's,
I think that's, I guess that's the third bucket, right? You can either really try to prank people like Purdue did. You can just make people smile like Scotch Tape did. You can, essentially what Chili Piper did was they used April Fools to poke fun at something that, I mean, they fundamentally believe in the power of remote work for all of those people and all those reasons. So they used it as a way, good way to poke fun. I think that's another really great use of the April Fools prank. I don't know if you saw what my company Comstar did, but we basically decided we do a lot of weird things and we're like, we're not going to go over the top, but our CEO decided to run with one at the last minute. We have had somebody accidentally think that our company name Comstar was cold sore.
Oh no.
And so instead of just leaning into the ew part of that, he leaned into like the opposite of our company is cold outbound email. And so it was us releasing a product that was to help with cold outbound email, which is the absolute, so it's kind of what Chili Piper did, which is like the absolute opposite of what we stand for. We're going to use it to poke fun at that. Like, oh, just how great cold outbound is.
I love that.
It was fun.
That's a good one.
I'm on the hunt all day today to see what people are doing for April Fools. Okay. It's just a fun way to spice up, especially being a Monday. It's a fun way to spice up the day. So I hope everybody tags us in your favorite campaigns because Ashley and I want to see them.
Yep. All right. Thanks, listeners. We'll see you next season. We'll be launching April 28th for season 4, which is crazy. Almost 2 years of us podcasting together, Melissa. So we'll talk to you then. Bye.
Thanks for joining us today, Two Pizza Marketers. If you liked the episode, it would mean a lot to us if you take the time to leave a review. And if you have any questions or topics to suggest, we're always happy to hear from you. So send us an email at 2pizzamarketers@gmail.com. And until next time, keep having fun and try to stay sane in the marvelous mess that is Two Pizza Marketing.
Do you want to amplify your podcast or LinkedIn posts? With Nuttree, now you can. Harness the power of your biggest supporters to boost your brand awareness. Invite your team members and friends and easily send requests to promote your content. Install the Google Chrome extension and easily share content in one place. Plans start at just $5 a month, but use code LIFTOFF to get a free month now.
Check it out at getnuttree.com.
Did I mention this is built by your very own host, Melissa Moody? Learn more about it at Nuttree.